Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. My name is Pearl J. We have a very exciting interview for you. We have Miss DJ, Miss Eclectic this evening. Welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am super fantastic. I am so pleased to have you on Faces of Success Radio, and we want to jump right into your interview. I want to ask you, growing up, what was your role in the music industry? What was, you know, like, how did you, you know, how was it growing up for you?
Growing up for me, well, my mother, I'm a church kid, so growing up for me, first of all, a church kid, my mom was minister of music in my church back home. So growing up for me was all things music. It's what I cleaned up with on Saturday morning. It's what I knew every Saturday, every Sunday, going to church, going to rehearsal. So it was all music for me growing up. And I started off pretty much like rapping. Like, and we had a drill team at church, and I started off rapping in the drill team. Then like did high school talent shows. Then it ended up dwarfing into DJing. But that was me growing up. I thought I was the coolest rapper ever.
Okay, and so did you have like a, you know, a music teacher, or and if so, who was your, what was your teacher like?
I really didn't have a music teacher. I guess music was mostly at home. Like I was always in the choir at school, but actually like teaching music and all that was usually, it came from home. I'll just put it, I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, so San Antonio, just put it out there, it's like 6% black, right? So I didn't really have like that type of influence coming from the school system, but I always had, it always came from the church, and it always came from home. So that's where most of my influence came from.
Okay. So tell me, what is the story behind your name? You know, how did you come about the, name that you carry for a DJ, MC, and all that?
Sure, sure. So the name was Eclectic. I came up with it. Actually, I'm in a group. I was in a group called Free, Forever Radical, Edifying, and Exalting. And one time we were trying to figure out, you know, what, you know, how we encompass, how will we get clarify our name? We didn't want to be put in a box, so we just started looking up different words, and Eclectic came up. I'm like, wow, that's perfect. Like, Eclectic is like not in one system, but instead following the best elements of all systems. So I was like, this is perfect for us. So it ended up becoming my rap name, Eclectic, and then I just kind of transformed it into my DJ name, which I still love because I still don't like to be put in a box. I still play all types of music. I still play a lot of gospel. I play urban gospel, CHH. I'll play contemporary, old school. I'll play it all. And I also play, like, I'll throw in some 90s R&B. Like, I'll throw in some old school, just feel good music. So this is encompassing all things, just being different in your aspect, but always being you. So I think Eclectic encompasses it all.
Okay, so this is, I mean, kind of, which was leading to my next question. How could you describe your music, your own personal music? How would you describe it?
My music, what I do now, what I'm DJing, I would say it's eclectic, because I call it the eclectic experience, because I'm always going to infuse some old school and some new school, as well as when I'm rapping, I'm going to do the same thing. I have a single called Love It. And it gives you, like, this new jack swing vibe. So I'm always, that's my era. I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid. So that's my era. So if you ever hear me when I'm DJing, when I'm rapping, that's what you're going to feel. I'm going to bring you back to the old school.
Wow.
Or to my old school. I'm going to take you back to the 60s, 70s, but it will be the 90s.
All right. Well, describe your creative process.
Ooh-wee, that's a different one. Creative process, it's not something really that I can just sit down and have. Like, creative process can come in a rare form. It can come on a plane. It can come when you're sitting down watching TV. It can just come. I always go to God for my creative process. I'm like, okay, Lord, I need to get in my creative zone. So a lot of times if I have to get in that zone, I, like, sit in my studio room in my house, and I either play some music, or a lot of times I'll go to vinyl. Like, I'll play vinyl. I'll play some old school vinyl, like some Donnie Hathaway or something, just to get, like, my mind in this real musical zone. And that's really it. It's like, okay, Lord, I need some creative thoughts. Come on. So, but it's just really hard to make a creative moment, because you have to Another thing with it, like being, I'll say this too, with it being like a business and creative zone, you have to kind of find that moment because it's hard. When you're doing business all day, every day, and you're like, Lord, I got to find my creativeness too. I got to find my creative zone. But a lot of times it's through prayer, really, because it doesn't just, you can't just create that moment. It just has to come. So it's through prayer, a lot of prayer.
All right. So what is your main inspiration?
My main inspiration really is to let people know that Christians are cool too. Like, I'm in a faith-based industry. It's always been for me, but I love to reach the mainstream as well, because I think people need to know that Christians aren't perfect. The biggest difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is we have somebody to take our issues to. You know, we profess our faith in Jesus Christ. That's the biggest thing, but Christians are just as broken as regular people. And my thing is to be transparent, let people know that we're just real people going through. We have the same questions, the same issues. And I really, really like to reach young ladies, let them know there's an alternative to what you see on TV and the hot girl summers and all that. There's those people trying to live right, too. There's some celibacy going on. There's some living right. You want to get married. Like, there's all that going on. There are women who are thriving and who are striving to do amazing things on the other end, not just what the media is portraying. So my main passion are just to definitely reach young women and people in a whole and tell them, man, Christians, we have fun. We're cool, we laugh, all of that. So that's my biggest thing.
Well, that's awesome. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you're on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have DJ Miss Atlectic in the studio with us right now. And we are very proud to have you today, young lady. So I want to say thank you once again. And I want to jump back into your interview. What is the one message that you would like to give to your fans?
Oh, wow. Let's see. The one message. I will say, as cliche as it is, what God has for you is for you. So people always say, well, you know, they're in my lane. I don't want to tell all my secrets and all that. You got to think about, like, McDonald's. McDonald's is the only place to make hamburgers. You got Whataburger. Well, I'm from Texas. So you have Whataburger. Burger King, you have all these places, but they're all unique in their own form. So it doesn't matter if somebody's already doing what God has called you to do, you can still do it because they can't beat you doing it. You're going to be eclectic doing it. You're going to be your own. There's a lot of different elements of it, but you're going to have your own element to it. So what God has for you is for you. Can't nobody take that away from you. So you can, whether you're in your lane, doing what you do, nobody can take that. Do what God has for you to do. Go to your call and go to your purpose and just doing it, because you're going to do it only how you can do it. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen. And do you prefer to listen to music or create it?
Oh, wow. I'll probably half and half. I'm 50-50. I love listening to music. I tell people I could probably live without a TV, but I cannot live without music. So I'm 50-50. Like, I'm half and half. I love creating it. I love creating it, and I love listening to it to create it. Both.
Yes. So what do you enjoy about being a musician? Most about being a musician?
It's just the music. Like, music, like I said, it's instilled in me. It's all I know. I just love music, and all. I love the melodies, the tones. I love when somebody comes out with a new song, you're like, oh man, it's just the creative process of it. Music is soothing to the soul, and I also think as a DJ, it's a universal language. So to me, it brings everybody together. No matter, you know, you're having a bad day, you're not doing so well in life, but that one song kicks on and everybody's having a good time. So it's just a universal language of music that I love so much. No matter who you are, where you are. I work with people from Africa, UK. It's just a universal language. So it just brings everybody together. I think that's what I love most about music.
Yes. And how do you handle working evenings and nights?
Ooh-wee. I sleep at random times. I think I have a very random. Because I do all this. I do radio, DJ, media, and also part-time jobs. So I sleep where I can. Like, Stellar War weekend just happened this past week in Atlanta. So been going since, like, Wednesday, full straight. And I was like, well, I guess I'll sleep on Monday. So you just find times in between to sleep. You be like, even Jesus rested on the seventh day. I got to find a day to rest. So, listen, or God's rested. But, yeah, so, listen, I got to find some rest somewhere. So, but, no, it's random sleep schedules, very random, very. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take a nap at 10 and wake up at 2. It's very random, highly random.
Yes. So do you experience a lot of stress before going on, before doing a show?
I think it probably depends on how big the show is, or like if it's out of my comfort zone, which is good being out of your comfort zone, but it's just like out of my comfort zone. I'm like, ooh, okay, oh, this is a different crowd. I got to make sure, you know, I rock this crowd. I got to make sure they're good. Like, all right, Lord, go with me. But definitely, I think that's some part of anxiety that hits you. But it's usually a good one. It's usually a good anxiety. And then people say, you know, once you lose that, it means, you know, you're no longer in love with your art form. So absolutely, there's definitely a part of me that's like, ooh-wee, I got to make sure we do good today. So that's a definite. That is a definite, yes. Especially, like, if you're in a new city, new crowd, all of that, and you don't know them that well, that is a definite. But usually at the end of the day, it works out well. I feed off the crowd. I love good energy. So it usually turns out really well.
Speaking of energy, how do you energize your audience?
With me being also a radio personality, I just like to amp up the crowd. Like, I usually feed off the crowd's energy, and I'm pretty sure we feed off of each other. So I just make sure we have a good time. I like to smile. I personally like to have a good time and laugh and just, you know, just have fun. Life is short, so you got to enjoy every moment. So I just pretty much portray that to the crowd, and we usually just have a good time. You know, get somebody the mic, make them laugh, have them dance. We just have a good time. I think people meet good energy where good energy is. So I think you bring the good energy, I think it catches on. It's contagious. So I like to have a good time wherever I go.
Yeah, and if you could change one thing in the music industry, what would it be?
Woo! It would be the competition. Like I said earlier, like, nobody can take what God has for you. Like, it is for you. Nobody can take that. You're not stepping on anybody's lane. Like, you can all do the same thing. It's okay. And I think that's the one thing. Like, I think if we were to partner more than we compete, then we'd definitely be a bigger industry and a better industry. That's the one thing that I see. There's nothing wrong with being competitive. Like, you know, fun competitiveness. You know, I like to be competitive, but it's all in fun. But I think there comes a point where it gets too competitive, and then you kind of miss, especially in the gospel industry, you can miss what your purpose is being so competitive when you can partner and, you know, have a bigger accomplishment. So that would be the one thing that I would change.
Amen. Have you ever participated in any music competition?
It's been a while. I think when I was in my group Free, we did a competition. We actually did a little tour competition. It was called the Misfit Tour. It was with Molly Music, The Truth, and we had to submit a song. We had to actually do a remix of Molly Music's Available. And, yeah, we actually won. It was pretty cool. We did like a little regional tour. Went to Houston and Dallas, Texas. It was really cool, but that's been some years ago. That probably was the last actual competition I've done. Been a while.
Okay, so I have just a couple more questions I'd like to get into, but what do you want the audience to know about you? What are your plans for the upcoming months?
Oh, let's see, upcoming months, I have a radio show. Well, I'm the musical program director for New Praise Radio, BDS station out of Florida. But biggest thing is I have a new show called The Mixtape Remix with my co-host Tyrone Dixon. We have a good time. It's real Christians, real scenarios, real life. It's geared toward what we call the Zennials, those who are past kind of the millennial phase, but like the Gen Z, Gen X, that area. So, but we just have a good time. That's my big thing. It comes on my shameless plug. We come on every Thursday. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook and New Praise Radio. So, I mean, I have a lot of private events coming up, a lot of media events coming up as well. This is always nonstop. Like I said, we're coming off a Stellar Award week, which I DJed like 4 events in 1 week. So I'm literally still tired. But it's just always nonstop, always nonstop. But the radio show is definitely the main thing right now.
And so if you could trade places with any musician in the world, who would it be?
Ooh, wow, that's so, any musician in the world. I would want to be myself, but I've got some people. One person I really, really look up to in the industry, in the gospel industry, and we do a lot of the same, Erica Campbell. I think she's so dope. Her husband is so dope. Said they're just a dope, musically inclined family. So, hey, if I could be in that, this, I don't want to take her place, but just put me in the family somewhere. Just put me in the family. I'm cool with that.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you so very, very much for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. But from one of our listeners, they have a question for you, and that is, what advice would you give for someone who has just started a career like yours?
Oh, the biggest advice I would is put in the work. It is a lot of work. Instagram and Facebook make things feel like they're like you get your little 15 seconds is over, and they seem like it's I know we're a big microwave society, but there's a lot of work that goes on the back end of it. And another thing I would say is, if you just started, ask God to really, really guide yourself, to really, really, my biggest thing is ask God for the desires of your heart to be aligned with His will. And I think once those are aligned, God will continue to open the doors and open the doors and open the doors, and you'll definitely be in your lane. And again, faith without works is also dead. So the work, being aligned with God's will, if you do those two things, I promise doors will open. That's my biggest advice.
And I have to ask you this one. What is the saddest song you've ever heard as a DJ?
The saddest song?
Yes.
Oh, man, that is a tough one. Oh, I can't even think of what the saddest song. I mean, there are certain songs that you're like, well, I can't play this at a wedding. I can't. Oh, man, that is a tough one. And I know there are some. My mind is going, I got to go back to that one. That is a good question. That is a question to get that stumped me. That is definitely a question that has stumped me.
All right.
It got me.
Well,
on that
we want to again say thank you. And if you'd like to give any shout outs, you can do at this time. You can leave your website information for people to contact you. And how would they book you if they would like to book
you?
Sure.
Absolutely. My website is DJMissEclectic.com. All my social media is DJMissEclectic, DJMSECLECTIC. Shout out to New Praise Radio. Shout out to our station manager, Jerry Silvers. Shout out to TC. We just covered the Cell Awards. Shout out to my mom in Texas. Man, y'all still got me thinking about the saddest song I've ever heard. That is going. I'm going to come back. I'm going to text you that this call. It's going to come back to me.
Well, if it does, please don't hesitate to let me know. And we're going to have your interview, you know, ready to go. And we'll make sure that you get a copy of it. And I want to definitely say thank you again for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. My name is Pearl J. And you have a good evening, and stay cool. I know it's got to be hot out there. By the way, how is the weather out there right now?
It's hot. I'm in Atlanta, and it's hot. Well, it's not as hot as Texas. I was in Texas a couple of weeks ago, and that is another heat. It says, Lord, I want to get my life right. But, no, it's hot, but it's okay.
Right.
We get some rain, so it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and we're out of time, so you have a very good evening, and if you ever want to do something again, please stay in touch and keep us up to date of what you're doing, and I'll be following
Absolutely.
You closely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
It's hard out here, man, you know? I don't even know how you survived out here this long. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Lord, it's so hard living this life. Oh, constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way.
from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test, but I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come through. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in too much, drinking a cup of punch. Topical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the high grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup. All I didn't know why, but it felt so good. Like some waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now I'm full as a tick, got some soul on blast and a cassette. Food for my brain and haven't stopped learning yet. I wing for mojos, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu.
I'm my body till I steal. Top face prunes around me like cancer drill. We were secondhand off the cuffs, but only to me. Not the worst, plus I'm getting pimped by this pimp and his jacket from Optimus. Laugh instead of clown, don't talk to me like that. We gonna do it, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate this. Because if I had a win and took the ease away, wouldn't be the strong that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for my soul.
Good old-fashioned soul food, all right. Everything is for free, and good as it can be. Come and get some soul food.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with a stove ride. Heard you dropping chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this Paul McGinnis. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pork for red dye between two pieces of bread. Thought it looked good with them hairy legs. Wish I could color up, but my stomach come before six. A house full of, now what's the ingredients? Spaghetti plus.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Chris Darden, Marshall Claw, taking us one week in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Lennox from the outside with the stair. No matter to go inside, Tamika and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beats from my chief. As I speak, what's up from the drop?
He been helping the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my jeans. Smoke steams from under the lid that's on the pot. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not me? Fast food got cheese for the sick. They slick. By trying to make this food affordable, I thank the Lord that my voice was recordable. So
hold up, see, it's what I write. And Miss Lady, acting like we in jail. Said she ain't got no extra hush puppet to sell. Bank hits me fool, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line that the beautiful JJ's rib shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days where mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
Come and get your soul food.